Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 138 for Tuesday, November 8th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market finished higher on Tuesday as canola rebounded following some recent losses. Advances in the U.S. soy complex and vegetable oil supported canola, and speculative buying was also a feature. Taking a look at the charts, canola was anywhere from $6 to $8 higher, with the January contract checking in at $510.50 a ton. That's up $6.20. On the other side of the coin, recent onsets of warm, dry weather helped farmers in Western Canada harvest more canola, and that was bearish for prices. The Canadian dollar was slightly higher relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola less attractive to international buyers. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 11 to 12 cents higher. The January contract was at $10.15 a bushel. Strong gains in vegetable oil supported soybeans along with spec buying. According to the USDA, 93% of the harvest in the U.S. is over. Most analysts expect tomorrow's USDA supply and demand report to show higher yields in the U.S. and a higher production number as well. Corn was 6 to 7 cents higher, with the December contract checking in at $3.53 a bushel. The market was supported by the USDA crop progress report, which said just 86% of the U.S. crop had been harvested, and that is down from last year's total of 91%. Corn production in France has declined by 12.5% due to bad weather, and that was supportive for U.S. prices. The prospects of a win by Hillary Clinton today were also bullish for corn, as it reinforced ideas that regular trade with China would continue. Wheat was 3 to 4 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $4.12 a bushel. The market seems to have found technical support. Large global supplies will likely keep trading within a narrow range for now. Russia is pretty well done planting their winter grains for the year. The government says farmers there have planted 700,000 hectares more grain than last year. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 8th. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.